AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has rejected one bid by Donald Trump to throw out his classified documents case and appears skeptical of a separate effort to scuttle the prosecution. Norman Hall has more.
Judge Eileen Cannon, who was nominated to the bench by Trump, said at one point that it would be quite an extraordinary step to strike down an Espionage Act statute that underpins the bulk of the felony counts against Trump. Prosecutors say the records taken were not personal, but were clearly presidential and included top-secret information. I'm Norman Hall.
Guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
In Michigan, James Crumbly has been found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter, the second conviction against the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who's serving a life sentence for the murder of four fellow students in 2021. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections, saying Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way in the war in Gaza.
Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah.
And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has been visiting weapons factories in Oklahoma and Arkansas with members of Congress.
General C.Q. Brown's trip is part of the Pentagon's full court press to get the House to move forward on a $95 billion foreign aid package. As they stood before massive rocket launchers built in part by their constituents, Republican lawmakers were getting an unambiguous message that a Ukraine aid package will not only help in the fight against Russia, but also support jobs in their districts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Big storm bringing heavy wet snow to Colorado. Chad Gimmestad at the National Weather Service in Boulder.
The foothills west of Boulder and Denver, there are some places that have had 3 or 4 feet of snow.
And at least one tornado suspected after severe storms raked southern Indiana and northern Kentucky. James Ashton in Milton, Kentucky.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
This is AP News. The Environmental Protection Agency is tightening limits on a chemical used to sterilize medical equipment. Ed Donahue has details.
The EPA found a higher than expected cancer risk at facilities that use ethylene oxide. It's a gas used to clean devices, including catheters, syringes, and surgical gowns. A new rule is expected to reduce emissions of ethylene oxide by about 90%. The American Lung Association called the rule an important step forward to protect human health from cancer caused by ethylene oxide. The chemical is classified as a pesticide. It's also used to ensure the safety of certain spices and other food products. The EPA says brief exposure to ethylene oxide isn't considered a danger, but breathing it long-term elevates the risk of breast cancer and lymphoma. Many facilities have already sharply reduced ethylene oxide emissions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power. A triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.